sound secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Hi, this is Sean McVay. We've been insuring Thumb Area contractors since 1881. I can customize a plan specifically for your operation. We can save you money. For a no-obligation quote, contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Diamonds are forever, but what if you lose your wedding ring? Commit to protecting it for a lifetime with a personal articles floater from Auto Owners Insurance. A personal articles floater offers exceptional protection for your valuable possessions. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Protecting your personal articles is not expensive. In fact, the cost is quite minimal. This is Sean McVay. Let us provide a quote to keep your property, your home, and your personal articles safe, sound, and secure. Contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe...
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Good evening. We're back. We're at the Huron County Expo Center. We're awaiting the start of the championship game in the midget division. Tonight's game will be the DHD All Seasons Pirates versus the Stone Cold team. We just have some things to go over. This will be a championship game. If Stone Cold wins, we play tomorrow night. And if DHD Pirates win, it's all over. On the DHD midget roster, we have some seniors. Jesse Rogenbuck's a senior, and Austin Seaman is also a senior, as is Travis Essenmaker and Ashton Rogenbuck. So they'll be playing potentially their last game. Jordan Braun will be a junior. Mitchell Hearn will be a junior. We have one first-year player, Makeda Little. We have one sophomore in high school, Jordan Smith. We have another freshman, Mitchell Smith. Just a note, Travis Essenmaker has three older brothers now playing in the adult league, so it's a long line of Essenmaker teenagers and players coming through. And it's coached by Neil Essenmaker and Greg Seaman, longtime coaches, so it's mostly a veteran team, John.
Well, obviously hockey's in the Essenmaker's blood because Travis is leading the league, and I personally play with three of his brothers, so...
Easier to play with him than against him?
Absolutely. I'd rather play with him than against him because, I can tell you right now that they've got some good bloodlines as far as hockey goes in Huron County.
Yep.
They're playing, DHD's playing Stone Cold tonight, who beat Grindstone in their first game, and it was a real close game. I was here for it. It was a real close game against Grindstone. And then they went on to play DHD and another close game where DHD beat out Stone Cold. And Monday night, Stone Cold had to play Grindstone in the loser's bracket. The loser went home in that one. That was a very, very entertaining game. It was 3-2. Stone Cold came out with a win. Grindstone had it was a very, very close call with about 10 seconds left in the game. Almost a goal, just squeaked out to the side. A lot of people thought it was a good goal, but for the refs that were right there on top of it, they saw that the puck didn't go in the net. So, but that's how we got here tonight. Stone Cold has got one loss in the tournament, and they are playing a very, very tough DHD team tonight.
The teams are still warming up. We're still about a couple minutes away from the opening drop. Looks like we have some very wide body goaltenders tonight, John.
Yeah, very wide body and very able goaltenders. I've had the pleasure of watching both of them this year. We've got Jesse Rogenbuck, plays for DHD. He's a tall goaltender, very, very, very good goaltender. And we've got Logan Connors for Stone Cold. He's a little shorter, a little stockier. Connors a little bit more than that. But both get the job done very well.
Yep. Defensively, their defense is mobile and large, or tough and slow?
Tough. They're very tough. We're going to see a very, very physical game tonight, Dave.
Okay.
You know, it's just going to be the point of who wants it more, and it's going to be a very physical game, especially in the as narrow as this rink is. You get five skaters, you know, out there with the ability that they're at now at the midget level. There's bodies go flying.
There's going to be some collisions out there.
There's going to be some collisions.
No doubt about that. We're still maybe 30 seconds away from the puck drop. The teams are huddling right now. The warm-ups are over. It looks like it'll be a very close game tonight. We have a full house. A lot of fan interest in this game. Here goes the buzzer. So we should be starting this game momentarily.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So let's play some hockey.
Yep, it should be an entertaining game tonight. The visiting team will be the Stone Cold team. The home team will be DHD. We will refer to the DHD team mostly as the Pirates, and the Stone Cold is obviously Stone Cold. Stone Cold will be skating left to right on your radio dial, and then the Pirates will be skating right to left. Crotchin will take the face off against Essemaker. We're just about ready to go. And there goes the opening whistle. And we're about ready for the puck drop. And we're off. And it looks like it's going to be brought in by Essemaker. He comes across the line, cuts in the center. He gets checked, and defense for Stone Cold plays it out to center ice. Where Seaman can't reach it, but it's played in. Booth tries to tip it in. Goes on the right wing. Coming up the center is Booth. He's checked at the last second. Goes to the line. Seaman can't hold it in as going to center. Ogenbach goes to grab it. And he plays it up on the right wing. He plays scrambling at center. They're brought in by Booth. He shoots it in. He misses Hearn in number 99. So Gorkowski plays it out to center for Stone Cold. Number 27, Jacob Amon plays it up. He's checked and coming across the line. The Stone Cold, there's a shot. I'm sorry, the Pirates, there's a shot. It goes behind the net. It was wide. Right through the crease. It goes over the top of the goal. Played in the back by number 31, Stane Stoken. He plays it up on the boards for McManaman. She misses it. Seaman keeps it in the point, but hits Crotchin with the shot, and then it plays out to center ice. Stone Cold plays it out, but it's brought back in by the Pirates. Hearn plays it in the backhander. He shoots it wide, and it comes back to him along the boards. He plays it back to the point where Seaman gobbles it up. Tries to make a drive. It's blocked in front by the defense. Stoken blocks that for Stone Cold, and now Stone Cold starts out. Gorkowski with the pass up to the center. Is brought in by 18, Nick Crotchin. He's checked, and the puck comes out the center where Stoken has to play it for Stone Cold. Pass forward, and McManaman is missed. It goes into the corner. Jacob Amon chases it down, but the defense gets there first and skates around the goal first. The Pirates, played out by Ron McCrotchin, straddles the blue line. He has to wait until his teammates get onside. McManaman has that center pass to Crotchin, goes to his feet. He can't get it. It goes out the center. Pass off the back skate of Amon, misses, and it goes back where Maurer goes back to gobble it up for Stone Cold. He plays it out the center. It's going to go all the way down the ice. It's going to be his icing, I believe. Yep. It did just barely cross the center line. Well, we're off and running, John.
Well, DHD is really setting a tone right now. They're pretty much dominating the first couple minutes of this game. First shift with Hearn and Essemaker were out there, and they were hovering the net.
Face-off will be to the right of the goaltender, Logan Connors. Smith will take the draw for the Pirates. He wins the draw, goes to the boards, and the shot out immediately and shot down the ice where Sosnowski has to chase it down, being chased by number 21, Matt Schooley. Schooley seems to be a fast skater, gets there first, but the Pirates prevail and send it out to center ice. Number 15, Michael Langley, has to go back for it. He shoots it up on the right wing boards and gets it out to center ice, where it's gobbled up by DHD Pirates. They just simply shoot it in. Where Maurer gathers it in, shoots it in. Kennedy misses at the point, so it goes behind the goaltender. It's missed along the boards by number 21, Schooley. He can't control it. Now he's being chased by Mitchell Kennedy. He has it in the right wing boards. He's being checked by number 9, Cora Capling. She can't manage to finish the check. It goes right through the feet of number 21, Matt Schooley up front. He chases it down. Another pass across the goal mouth. Gets nowhere. Number 7 in the corner. Mitchell Kennedy has it. He tries to do a pass. Number 21. Matt Schooley misses the pass right at the goaltender's feet, and now it's being froze. A couple opportunities there.
Well, Kennedy's working well in the corner, and he's feeding it out to the center. We had Joey Amon and Schooley out front, and Schooley missed a couple opportunities
there.
Yes,
he did. He was parked right out to the goaltender's right, maybe 5-10 feet away, and went through his feet twice.
I think Stone Cold's got